Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Jeremy. I have
Hi,
Denise
my name is
Clayman on the
Demetra White.
line.
Go ahead.
Demetra White, and then phone number of 706-586-9979.
Correct.
Yeah, I can take it for her.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Hi, Demetra.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Demira. I'm so as I said that, I was like, I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. Demira, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depo-Provera lawsuit, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate. That is correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? You did not?
No, sir. I haven't talked to no one.
All right. And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed any documents in regards to this?
I haven't signed nothing at all.
Okay. Then you're filing this claim for yourself. And you are a resident of the United States.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And it was meningioma of the brain, that is right?
Yeah, like a brain tumor, yes, sir.
And then what is your date of diagnosis?
My date. Don't know, like when I started taking my injections.
When did they diagnose you basically with the meningioma?
They started diagnosing me back December 20th of 2023.
December 20th of 2023. So about
a
year ago or so. Okay. And then,
yes, sir.
All right. And then, what is your date of birth, Demira?
9/18.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
No, I said my brain issues. I said 9/18.
Oh,
2005.
2005.
My birth.
9/18/2005. My birthday is the 16th.
Yes, it's been a long day. And
no,
I
you're
don't
good.
Feel good today.
You're good. We will get through this. Probably take another 5 or 7 minutes, and then I will be able to send you the documents.
You okay?
Yeah. And then nobody, you don't know anybody else that was injured by the Depo-Provera, correct?
Not that I know of, no, sir.
Yeah, you're good. No worries. And then you did take the brand name Depo-Provera, that is correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Yep. And then you took Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and had 4 injections prior to being diagnosed, correct? Within 1 year?
Yes.
All right. And then you did use Depo-Provera between 1992 and sometime between current day, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
And then what year would you say you first started taking Depo, and when did you last start taking it?
From the injections I started taking,
mm-hmm.
which was June 22.
Okay.
I started taking, like, soon my side effects started happening. Like, when I started facing, because I told them I started facing in December 22. Yeah, this one I stopped. Like, I already completely stopped.
You stopped in December of 2023?
Yeah, I've been taking it for years. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So started June of 2022, stopped December of 2023.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. And then can you I know we're speaking about female contraceptives and things of that nature, but can you confirm your gender for me, Demira?
I'm a female.
Thank you. I know. I have to ask. And then D-E-M.
Yeah, okay.
And then spelling of your name is D-E-M-E-R-A.
Yes, sir.
And last name White, W-H-I-T-E.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I had to add that now because some people might be gay.
No, you're good. I know. I have to ask now, but it's and then what is your social? If you want, if you feel more comfortable, you can give me the last four.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you just a minute.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you said to give you last, so it's 1205.
1205. Yeah, if you feel more comfortable, you can be the last four. 1205, that is fine. And then
I know my whole social security number.
No, you're good. You feel more comfortable with. If you want to give me the whole one, that's fine. Last four is fine. It does either way.
But you'll still see it on my paperwork, won't you, my last?
Yeah, they'll still be able to pull all the records with that, so... And then
I have to give you my whole, just so you don't have to struggle with it.
Okay. What is the beginning of it?
Okay. 669 28 1205.
Okay. I got it. 669-281205. And then email I have for you is
yes,
your
sir.
First name, Demira, last name White, 2005 at Gmail.
Yes, sir, correct.
And then this is the best number to reach you on, 706-586-9979.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then this is a cell phone, I take it?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, Demira, what is your best physical address?
1203 East 13th Street, West Point, Georgia, 31833.
What was the zip code?
31833.
31833. I see. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the state? Hello? What state is it?
I'm still here.
No, what state is it?
You said my address. True.
Okay. All right. 1 second. I'm trying to find it here. In Georgia, right?
Yeah, LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay. Georgia. LaGrange. Okay, hold on. Or West Point?
Well, no, it's West
Point.
West Point. Not
okay.
Lane, but
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a house, right?
Apartment.
Apartment? What's the apartment number?
I don't know. 1203 East 13th Street.
Oh, that's North. Just the... Okay, I got you. I got you. There's no, like, nothing else on it. I got you. Okay. That's why I asked. And then counties Troop County or Troup County?
Yeah, County Troop.
Okay.
It's Troop County. It ain't Trout yet, but it may be a trap.
and then the Depo-Provera was administered by the doctor, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then how many times would you say they used the product on you? 10, 15, 20?
Right.
Around there?
Right. How many times? You say how many times they did what? Is that, like my shot?
They use the Depo-Provera on you. How many times did they give you the shot? Would you say 10, 15, or 20?
One shot in 3 months, a lot of shots.
So every 3 months, and you did it for, it was, one of the years, 22, for about a year. So about seven or so, would you say?
Yeah, about 5 to 7 shots, yes, sir.
I'll put 6 then, okay. And then, what is the, 1 second. What is the administering doctor's name?
What are you asking?
What is the doctor's name that gave you the Depo-Provera or the facility name?
Not the one who treated me, the doctor who gave me the shots, correct?
Yes, the doctor who gave you the shots.
The doctor who gave me my shot was Dr. Lauren Dusky, D-U-S-E-K. The last name?
D-U-S?
She's in Bel Air.
Okay, in Georgia? All right.
Yeah. No, she's in Alabama. She's not in Georgia. She's
in Alabama? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Alabama.
Her name Dr. Lauren.
Dr. Lauren, D-U-S-E-K, right?
Dusky, yes, sir.
Dusick, okay. Yeah, I found her at East Alabama Health.
Yes.
Address of 267 Bob James Drive in Valley, Alabama.
Bob James Drive.
Yep, that's her. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And it was East Alabama Health you saw her at?
Yeah, like Internal Medicine, LLC.
Okay. Let me see what it says
on
Google. I'm looking on Google right now. Sometimes it doesn't say the facility name. I'll just put her name. That's fine. And then the address. Oh.
267 Fall James.
No, I got that. Yeah, I got the address. Don't even worry. Don't worry about that.
Yes, sir.
And what was the name of this facility? What did you have it as?
Valley Area, like Internal Medicine.
Valley. Okay. Internal Medicine.
Okay, it's in the valley.
You're good. No, you're good. I'll just put Valley Internal Medicine here. I'll put their phone number down right here. And then her address is 267 FOB. There we go. I was wondering where it was going to ask me for the address. And then how did they obtain the method of diagnosis? CT scan, MRI, biopsy, all three?
Yes, sir. All three,
okay. One second. Okay. Somebody was telling me there might be an error on this when I submit it. So if there is, I'll copy and paste everything over. Hopefully there's not an error, but if there is, it'll take me just another minute. And then who is the diagnosing doctor or facility?
Dr. Mark Goldman.
Dr. Mark Goldman?
Uh-huh.
In Georgia?
Yes, he's in Georgia too, together.
Columbus,
he's
Georgia.
He's down in hospital with Wellstar. No, oh. Wellstar.
Wellstar?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I've been at 1538 13th Avenue in Columbus, Georgia. Or no? Is
Sorry?
It a different? Is it a different one?
No, that's not. No. You said the doctor who treated me, right?
Yeah, Dr. Mark Goldman, and his address is 1538 13th Avenue in Columbus, Georgia. A neurosurgeon? Oh, at Wellstar.
Yeah, Wellstar, I said, LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay. I don't
know anything about no Columbus now.
No, I know. As I was doing it, I was like, it's not Wellstar. And then, okay, let me find Wellstar. Wellstar. In Marietta, right? You saw him? Or LaGrange, you said? LaGrange. There we go.
Yeah,
Wellstar. And that one's on Vernon Road.
Yeah, Jordan Medicine. This is LaGrange.
I got you. Okay. It's because whenever I look up the doctors, it tells me, like, their main, like, not their main office, but not really the hospital sometimes. So that's why I was at.
But a lot of them got different offices everywhere, too.
Oh, they got, like, four or five. Office. Yeah, I know. They go to the hospital. They have their own office. And then his specialty was neurosurgery. And no previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
No, sir.
And then Dr. Mark Goldman is the same one that treated you, right?
He didn't want to treat me, yes, sir.
Okay.
Dr. Mark Goldman, yes, sir.
All right. Put all this here again. And what treatments did you receive for it? Did you take medications, anything like that? What treatments did you receive for your meningioma?
What treatment? I had used that. Like, you call that my brain tumor?
Yes. Did they give you any medications for it, anything like that?
No, I just had, like, surgery and a radiation therapy. What they call
okay. Radiation surgery?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Therapy. Radiation therapy, yes, sir.
Radiation therapy. You said the radiation therapy, okay. Therapy. Okay. And did they also give you medication too, or no?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then we got the prescribing doctor here, Lauren Dusick. She's the one who gave you the depo, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why it had her. Why it had me ask this twice? That is very peculiar.
I mean, they probably didn't like the answer.
No, you're good. I don't know why it's weird because this form is different than the one I usually fill out. That's why it's confusing me. It has that extra question on there, and then address right here.
You probably don't add the same question about two times, but it's.
Oh, hard. I'm gonna ask. I know. Trust me. And then and then what pharmacy do you go to?
It was CVS in Valley, Alabama.
Valley. Okay. Okay. Was it the one on Veterans Memorial Park? No, that's in Lynette. Whoops.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the one?
3686.
Yep, that's it. 3683.
They're all very cold, easy to remember.
Yeah, 36863. Yep, Veterans Memorial Park, right? That's the CVS. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Copy the number.
What did you say your name was again?
Jeremy Perlman. I'm gonna send you a text here in just a second, that'll be all in there. And then, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Sir.
Were you ever hospitalized for when you had the meningioma or no?
Yes, I had to stay. Yes, sir. I had to stay like at least 7 to 8 days. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what were the dates roughly you were hospitalized? Was that in 2023?
Yes, sir.
That was around when you were diagnosed?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
okay.
Time of my life. 30, yes, sir.
Okay.
December,
so when you're,
yes, sir.
So it would have been around December, okay. December 20th to around the 27th or so?
Yes, around that time, yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, no, let me put this in here. December 20th. 23 to I'll just put December. Oops, December 20. I'll just put December 27th or so, just a week that you were treated, you know, when you were hospitalized for the meningioma with 2023.
Yes, sir.
And then there are a copy of medical records that do exist. That is correct.
Yes.
All right. And then, would you like to add an emergency contact? It is not necessary.
No, I don't have no emergency contact.
Okay. No worries. And let me put NA at Gmail for that one. Okay. And then I'm going to confirm everything we went over just so nothing is spelt wrong. I have everything right, dates and such. And then I will send you the documents. And this will be the last time that somebody will be asking you these same questions over and over.
And then
I let you know, of course, the call is recorded. And you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit and do not have an attorney in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit.
I don't.
All right.
I do not.
Resident of the United States, and you were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma of the brain after taking Depo-Provera for 1 year.
Correct.
All right. And I am sorry, of course, to hear that. And then date of diagnosis would have been around 12/20 of 2023, and your birthday is 9/18 of 2005.
Correct.
All right. And then you did consume the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera. Used it for at least 1 year and had 4 injections prior to being diagnosed in the 1 year you did use it, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you did use Depo-Provera around June. You started around June of 2022, ended around December of 2023, and you are a female, and that is all correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then first name, Demira, D-E-M-E-R-A, last name White, W-H-I-T-E. And then can I repeat your social back to you?
Yes.
669-281205.
Correct.
And then, okay, and then address, email address, I'm sorry, demirawhite2005@gmail.com, and this is the best number to reach you on.
Yes,
and that
sir.
Is all right. All right. And then address of 1203 yes. East 13th Street in West Point, Georgia, 31833.
Correct.
All right, and then the doctor was the one that gave you the Depo-Provera. You used it around 6 times that you were injected or so, and it was Dr. Lauren Dusick, D-U-S-E-K, at Valley Internal Medicine on 267 Fob James Drive in Valley, Alabama.
Correct.
All right, and then Dr. Mark Goldstein, or Goldman, I'm sorry, Dr. Mark Goldman at Wellstar West Georgia Medical Center on 1514 Vernon Road in LaGrange, Georgia, was the diagnosing doctor and the treating doctor.
Yes, sir.
And then no prior cancer diagnosis, and you had radiation therapy for the meningioma. That is correct.
Correct.
All right. And then Lauren, of course, was the one who prescribed it to you. We went over that a second ago. And you were hospitalized for the meningioma. And I put the dates of 12/20 to around 12/27, 2023. And then there are medical records that do exist for you. That is all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second. Let's see if this works. They told me there might be an error, but it looks like it is working. Let's see. You should get a text in the next second or so, Demira. Let's see. Oh, it worked. Yeah, it worked. So there was no error.
No,
you should have got the text just like right now. It'll say my name.
Yeah,
I just
got it. Okay.
Yeah, it'll say Jeremy Perlman.
It's like Okay.
Yeah, it'll say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a
email too.
Yeah, I also sent you an email. I sent you a text and email. You can do it either way. You just want to click on the link in the text or email. It will open up. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent, and then you'll see a yellow like continue button, and you'll want to hit that yellow continue. You'll want to hit I agree, and then the yellow continue, and then you'll see a start.
So what I do next after this?
Once we finish this DocuSign, the attorneys will be able to start pulling your records and get the claim started for you. So we just have to finish this. So you want to click on that link. What do you see on the screen right now? Once you're in it, I see you're in the document. and let me get all the.
But do it all. As a attorney, like, you say, so will anybody else give you a call or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. An attorney will call you probably, I would say, close to New Year's, a little before New Year's, and just to check in. And they will start pulling all your records and such
okay.
and get the claim started for you.
Okay.
They cannot do that, though, until we do
okay.
finish the document. But I will send you all their information once you hit finish. Okay. 1 second. Let me know once you hit finish. Yeah, you finished it. Let me. You were actually quicker than me, so hold on. I have to type this out. I'm so sorry. And then confirm, again, your phone number is 706-586-9979, the one we're speaking on. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you're good. I just want to confirm. I'd like to before I send this message, just so you have my direct number. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I got it. You're good. I got the message. You're done with it. Yeah, I got the email. You're done with it. And then a copy got sent to your email as well. And then, so did you get that text right now from me too as well from that 949 number?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that's my direct number. Yeah, if you don't hear from the attorneys by the new year, basically, by then, please give me a call back and I'll transfer you over to them or I'll get an update. So either way, give me a call back if you don't hear from them in about 10 days or so. And then, yeah, for now, that is it, Demira. They will get your claim started. I am very sorry for what you're going through with the meningioma and the Depo Rivera, because it very well could have caused what you're going through. But I do thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful holidays. And if you do have any questions, you have my direct number. Please feel free to reach out, and I'll answer any questions you have. All right?
Okay, thank you. And I really appreciate you reaching out to me, giving me a call.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful holidays, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.